language to express my feelings about this meeting. So I can only hope that I find the right words in some foreign language and to really convey to you what we feel about your presence and the not only the importance but also the precious contributions you make to our work. The whole morning actually for me was very enriching because that's the way we feel that we are not so alone in this committee, that we feel what we are working for. That goes for state party presence, that goes for national human rights institutions, and of course it goes for civil society organizations and the representatives of victims of an enforced disappearance. We need this feedback not to get lost in our own closed bubble of discussions and interpretations of the convention. And I would add that the more critical your contributions and questions are, the more value they have, because that makes us think. So it is always important to have these kind of dialogues. Maybe we should even discuss within the committee whether in more fortunate conditions we could be able to expand the time for this, because I feel that there are things hanging on now that we, with more time, we could go into detail and enrich our understanding of these issues. But while we have just 4 weeks of session time a year and very limited support, as rightly was signaled by the Secretariat, due to lack of resources, it will be difficult. But anyway, thank you so much again for your presence, and we will continue dialoguing with all of you, of course, in the future. I close this this morning's public session now. I had thought that we might have a closed meeting inside the committee, but I think while we all leave the room, time is over, so we leave that for another moment. So thank you again. Goodbye.